providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back, everybody. We are going to talk about a number of things, certainly in the political sector in the second half of this show. The first thing that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about how the House announced earlier in the week that they were going to examine the Biden family, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about the way that the press handled that particular story. We thought here at KAR that that was a very, very important story, and it was not even mentioned hardly at all in the press the following day. This is pretty typical of what's going on. Jimmy has experienced it firsthand, and he's going to tell you about his trials and tribulations in that area right now. Jimmy, you're on.
Yeah, well, I can certainly talk about in our county, you know, as we ended the last segment talking about me running the Trump campaign in 2020 in Whatcom County, Washington, that was, we had massive groups of people come out. We had massive rallies, and this was in the midst of COVID. We could not get any reporting on it from anywhere. So it was really being stifled by Washington State. And of course, you know, we weren't really at a national level, but local media would ignore it or attack people and start making accusations of, you know, you're fascists and things like that. And it was actually people were very aggressive in near Bellingham, Washington. So from that experience, and of course, looking at what's happening, in my career as an intelligence analyst and a intelligence officer and a foreign area officer, you're watching one of the most contrived and controlled media environments in the history of the United States. There is no question right now that they are shaping information in order to protect one political party and avoid the problems that that political party is facing at the detriment of the nation. And unfortunately, it's beginning to really do damage because of the policies that are in place and the lack of media scrutiny or oversight, which in the past has actually shaped government to do the right thing rather than encouraging it to do the wrong thing.
Well, this has been going on, unfortunately, for as long as we've been doing this program. I would have to say that in a political sense, that covers a pretty solid 20 years of history in America, and that makes me kind of sad. Jimmy, give us some personal experiences, if you would, about what happened in Whatcom County during your career there.
I don't want to spend a lot of time doing that now, right? Because really, it's too personal, but with different individuals. But let me tell you one example, right? I'll just do one. So in the middle of the BLM riots and Antifa riots, when they were actually burning Seattle down, when the CHOP and the CHAZ actually existed, the groups that were doing that were expanding, and they were moving up the state to Bellingham and creating problems and protests. A number of the cities around those areas that are a little more careful and concerned about their businesses and the safety of the people, actually people got together and started going out and standing up with weapons and saying, stay away from our businesses, don't burn down our buildings, you will not allow this to happen. And that happened in Linden, Washington, one of our areas there in Whatcom County. NPR did a story on the people in Linden, and they actually interviewed me in that story about why they were doing it. As I tried to explain, look, people were afraid for their businesses, for their families and their life, because we're seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of attacks on individuals and buildings and businesses around the country. This is in the summer of 2020, prior to the election. And when they did this story, it was actually shaped more to the defense of the protesters than it was for the people that were standing up to avoid the violence.
Yeah.
And we've seen that over and over and over again around the country. But what I really like to talk about is some of the unbelievable statements that are coming out right now. And let me talk a little bit more. What we talked about earlier was this the town hall in New Hampshire with Donald Trump and Caitlin Collins. CNN is getting hammered from it from its own constituents, right? From the people that kind of follow it in the left, aggressive, very aggressive, progressive, intellectuals, if you will, the intellectual class. They're calling them out. They're saying, all the media is saying, how did you give Donald Trump a platform? And Anderson Cooper actually came out and said to his audience the next night that if last night showed anything, it showed Trump winning, parentheses, coat winning, can happen again. It's happening again. He hasn't changed and he's running hard. You have every right to be outraged and angry today. Be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. He was saying that because he was embarrassed about giving Donald Trump, the Republican primary candidate, the number one leader and former president of the United States, a platform for Americans to watch him. They are embarrassed because they gave him a platform. What that means is that tech companies and leftist media are willing to do anything to silence other people's views, and they're ignoring half the nation, half the nation. And even Anderson Cooper admits this. So what we're seeing is an unbelievable effort to censor and silence using whatever tools are necessary, intimidation, threats, even violence in many cases, to keep people's opinions to themselves and not allow them to stand up for the questions that they want answered and to take back their country from an elite that thinks that they control our direction and what where our country should go. And as we look at everything right now, with the border, with the economy, with the foreign policy issues, with the crime, the violence, the sexual, you know, deviance that's being pushed by schools, by communities, you've got to wonder what's the long-term objective. And I think it's actually Marxist separation of American public in order to destroy us. And that's what I see many of these corporate entities attempting to support, as well as the politicians and these media entities.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I think that's about as obvious as the nose on my face. But what I want to say is that I find it amazing that a couple of chapters in a book called The History of the United States is going to be taught to grade school kids, you know, down the road is going to, in my opinion, outline a very, very sad part in the history of the United States. And it basically is a great example of not allowing free speech.
And what is that? What was this, you mean talking about slavery or what?
No, I'm talking about the.
Oh, I see. I understand what you're saying now.
There
yeah,
you go.
The history of today of yes, trying to silencing speech.
Right.
It will be a terrible chapter in the future of history.
Yeah.
Like we talked about yellow journalism back at the turn of the last century and how the corporate entities controlled and got us into wars, and we're still seeing a continuation of that. There's no question we're seeing it.
Yeah.
And the reality is, you give anybody, any small group, too much power. They're going to want to maintain that power. And, you know, as power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And right now we're seeing that on a really, really major basis.
Oh, yeah.
Around the station, certainly with the media industry.
I don't think there's any question about that, Jimmy. I think you're 100% right. I think it is a sad chapter in the history of our country.
But and you started. Go ahead.
I want to emphasize one thing. I make a lot of disparaging remarks sometimes that I think are warranted, but I want to say that my parents were Russian immigrants. What I learned from them is the importance of freedom. Nobody loves America more than Al Corland.
Well, I would like to really protect this nation.
We're going to take a break, you guys. Time for a real quick commercial. We're going to be right back with a wrap of what we have talked about today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I really do.